Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to this TPGF, Turning Point Global Family, Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Altar. Wake up to this altar daily, listen to Turning Point. After that, pray on your own, anoint yourself regularly as the Holy Ghost may prompt your heart. Welcome also to Friday, the 13th day in December 2024. Please open your hand and heart to receive what God has sent today and be responding with amen. I receive it. This is your time and this is your season. About 18 days to the end of the year. The remaining days of this year shall drop only for you. I command the barriers against you to be broken. Now do this. Walk up to any door closest to you there. Let's do this. We did it before. Maybe in your room, your office door, your kitchen door, your wardrobe door, your restroom door, any door at all nearby. Open, walk across, come back again. Open, walk across, come back again. Open, walk across, come back again. Each time you open and walk across, declare, my desired doors open. Doors to good things of life, open. Doors to the good things of life in my children, open. Whatever door you want, command it to open. Open the door and hold the door handle as I begin to pray over you. I prophesy your desired doors shall open. Everywhere you need to enter, where your blessings are loaded, doors will not be shut against you. In Jesus' name. Let's do this again. Walk up to any window close to you there. Pull the curtain or open the window. Look up into the sky and declare, blessings from all corners of the earth that belongs to me, locate me now. From the north, from the south, from the east, from the west, locate me. Locate my children. I receive by faith all those things that belongs to me in Jesus' name. Can I ask you, what tough time things are you passing through? I heard God said to me, prophesy against the toughness of their lives. Some people are walking through a very tough time. So, which area of your life is challenging you? Your health, your marriage, your job, your finance, mental, in any area, your career, or your loved ones, mention them before I begin to pray for you. God said to me, pray and declare their challenging issues over in their life. Command them to be neutralized and to disappear. Mention those challenging areas of your life very quickly, as I want to begin to pray for you. Now, I decree and declare, they are paralyzed. The troubles and the challenges of your life, you will see them no more. They will disappear. By the power of God, you are set free and you are declared at liberty in Jesus' name. Your testimonies will reach you here very soon, a matter of hours or days. December 13th celebrant, your birthday prayers, you are blessed. Your birthday is blessed. You will mark December 13 yearly in peace, in power, in progress, and in prosperity in Jesus' name. Happy birthday. Listeners, we still have up to Sunday to deal with issues here. By Sunday, it will be 14 days that we started talking this. Then by Monday, we will move into sharing testimonies. But let's see how many we can share today, because before our time is over, the first teachings today, please guide me on this. Sir, my husband has been blackmailing me using my past, something that happened before we ever met. Because I opened up and told him, now he's using it against me. He's the one telling people what I did in my past, including his family members, thereby making me a mockery before his family. I'm thinking of moving out of this marriage. Please advise me, Daddy. Wow, wow. I hope your husband is also listening to me on Turning Point. This approach and attitude, if it is true, is most unfortunate. Man, you have broken the trust and betrayed your wife. Please stop it. Apologize to her and say, darling, honey, I'm sorry I hurt you. It does not make you less a man if you say sorry. I hurt you. But my daughter, please don't pack out. Once it's not threatening your life, don't pack out. And hope he listened to this. I know he has traumatized you. mentally, emotionally, and psychologically. Husbands, all husbands, listen. Please don't sell your wife cheap. Please let all husbands, even wives, read Ephesians 5:29. Ephesians 5 verse 29 said, all husbands, listen to this. Read it, is a verse of the Bible. It says, for no man yet hated himself or his wife, but cherishes and nourishes. No man subject himself to mockery. Stop suggesting your wife to mockery. Stop and then also making mockery of your husband. Husband and wives are supposed to be lovers of each other. They are supposed to cherish each other and not bring each other down. One of the most frequently asked questions during courtship, and I want all ladies to listen to this, especially the singles. One of the questions mostly asked during courtship is, tell me your past. Yes, tell me your past. Let us tell each other our past. Good as that question may be, there are certain things you don't tell your spouse to be, even your husband. Well, there are some things you should disclose. Your medical condition, for instance. If you have a child out of wedlock, for instance. If you are married before, for instance. If you are owing a debt, or if you have been an ex-convict, all this should be disclosed. But questions like, how many men have ever slept with you? How many abortions have you procured? Or mentioned the women you have slept with before? No. If you tell him the number of men you have slept with before and the number of abortions, in 98% occasion, that relationship will not continue. The man will back out. Whereas most men are looking for virgin to marry, they themselves are not virgin. Hypocrites. Jesus Christ will say, whosoever has not sinned shall cast the first stone. And if God should mark iniquity, who of us will stand? If any man or woman be born again, the Bible says he's a new creature. All things are passed away. Any man that is serious and mature should love you as you are. Not how many men has slept with you. How many abortions have you procured? If he insists, then quit the relationship. It's not a man you should marry. My daughter, involve one or two of his mentors, people he respect. If you have a pastor, in case he failed to listen to this message or is not responding to it positively, let there be respect and honor between husband and wife. Please do so. Don't cheapen your spouse before the outsiders, and that includes your family members. Your family members are outsiders in your marriage. Next. Good day, TPGF. The man who said he's been pressurized to marry a girlfriend should not go ahead. Please be stable financially. It will help you later. I was pressurized into marriage. I made sure I got a career, started a career, and I married to a guy who is a workaholic. All this, and then he has some other attributes and some behaviors. Since 2 days after the wedding, he has been moving from one job to another, no stable job, different locations. We have never stayed together in one place 12 years. It has been loneliness, boredom, and depression. But thank God, I have a source of income on my own. That is the saving grace, and small online business. Wow. Thank you for giving us your personal practical experience. Ladies, never marry a man with no viable career or a stable income. He does not need to be a millionaire or build a house or anything like that. No, that's not what we are saying. But a good career, a stable job, or a growing business outfit. Next, this question is for Dad. Daddy, some of us brought up our children in the way of the Lord and taught them Bible principles right from childhood, or a baby, but they deviated when they moved to a foreign land without the parents in their teens. What will Daddy say about this? And this is very common. Wow, You ask the question and also get the answer. The children moved to a foreign land, called it Western countries. In their teens, when they were still teenagers, without their parents around them. Someone has argued this same with me on this platform before, that daddy, it pains us each time we say, you told us, you say, we fail in our responsibility bringing up these children. We brought them up in the way of the Lord, and we brought them in the Christian way. But when they grew up, they deviated by the time they were old. My answer then, and still my answer now, is that God Almighty said in Proverbs 22, verse 6, bring up a child in the way he should go. When he grows up, he will not depart or deviate from it. Then man or you said, I brought up my child in the way of the Lord. But when he grew up, he departed or deviated. The question is then is, who is right? Who is wrong? Is it God or man? God cannot lie and God cannot be wrong. What happened in all these cases is this. You missed to nurture your children from day one of birth to a seven of life. That is God's definition of childhood. Someone think a child of a day old, 3 months old, 6 months old, a year old child does not know anything. You are wrong. Even a baby in the womb hears and respond and react. What happened is that parents started shouting, yelling, and spanking their young ones when they have passed the age of seven, and they have already connected to the outside environment, to peer pressure and outside influence. Then teenagers exposed to the Western world, to their culture, or do I say no culture, with no parents around them. Wow, you missed it there. My counsel is, which I know many may not agree with, and there is no fight about it, let your sons and your daughters grow before you. Let them do their secondary school and their first degree in their home country before they can move to any part of the world to do their master's degree. That way, they will have been fully born and they will be old. That was what we did, and it paid off. Like I said, if you don't believe in that, there is no fight about it. We'll continue from here tomorrow. Now, pay your tithe, sow your seed. There are things we are going to do as long as we live. The account for Feed the Hungry Project is Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel Welfare, Zenith Bank, account number 101-7238-378. Do as much as God gives you the grace to. We'll continue from here tomorrow. I prophesy to your life, you will do well. You will do great. The remaining days of this year shall deliver honey, shall open for you. All the good things you have in mind to accomplish before the year is over shall be successfully accomplished. There shall be no carryover of any evil or any negative thing from 2024 to 2025. You are blessed. What God cannot do does not exist, for God can do all things. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I am Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day.